reason for him. And I came into the study about halfway through, and it has been such an enlightenment to me. And one of the things that I was very impressed with, and in the age of technology, she asked us to make little cards with a scenario on them. And I'm going to read some of them to you. And then she gave us a scripture to use when we're in the grip of what this little scenario is talking about. Number one, it's tough being a woman in another woman's shadow. And then on the back, I've read the scripture. It's tough being a woman in a world where beauty is a treatment. And I'm going to skip number three for a minute because I'm going to come back to it. It's tough being a woman thrown a giant-sized weight. It's tough being a woman in the tight fist of fear. It's tough being a woman who can balance passion with patience. I have a little problem with that. Not with any patience. No. it's tough being a woman who feels responsible for the how. Number three was so helpful to me. As she said, we're called by God to help others. That is what we are supposed to be doing. And a girlfriend of mine in Virginia that I had seen when I was up for the day called me one morning, and she was in tears. She was having a lot of stuff going on in her life that she just felt overwhelmed. And she called me. And I was able to share this with her. It's tough being a woman in a mean world. That's number three. And I told her, I said, Laurie, let me read you a scripture. We've been studying Esther, and we've been going through all of these things that we as women face in our lives. And I want to share this scripture with you. And it's 1 Timothy 1:18-19. Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, holding on to the faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these, and so have shipwrecked their faith. And I told her, I said, Lord, stick to your faith, stick to your God, put your trust in them, and the rest of the world will resolve itself. Anyway, thank y'all for allowing me to be part of the study, and it has provided me with some tools that I can sit down in a person and use anytime I need to.